the fact that the women themselves were getting organized understood that they have to reach out to the male partners, to the other villages, to the religious leaders, to the leaders of the villages. But beyond that, to bring on board other villages, because basically the girls, the daughters, may get married to other men who may live in other villages.
Why is FGMC, as you called it, female genital mutilation and cutting, in place?
It's a very old practice, actually. Of course, like a lot of things in Africa, we are missing some clear evidence and documentation on where this practice started. But there is some hypothesis that the practice has started from Egypt, because Pharaoh used to have several wives and all, and that was a way to also control the sexuality of the wives that he had. The practice, of course, is seen as a tradition. But you may recognize that there is a lot of other tradition that disappear by themselves. Then after that, of course, a lot of things evolved and the religions came. The Muslim religions, for example, it has been reported that the Prophet Muhammad, when he were traveling in a lot of area everywhere, and then he saw that practice and he said, if you have to do it, just cut a little bit. So that's, unfortunately, create some legitimization to this practice.
What is the UN Population Fund, UNFPA, and its partners doing to support the women in Senegal and in the other 14 countries in Africa?
From what we have learned from the field experience and also from the academic understanding of how to address a social norm, we are really developing and supporting actually the government of those countries and the NGOs in educating and bringing the information, because this is the first step. You have to bring the information to the community, the women community, the girls' community, adolescent girls' communities and all, in school and out of school, and of course, men community, which is very important, and the leaders in general. So there is a whole campaign of education, trying to really to encourage the dialogue within the communities. The other things that we are doing is really supporting the government, enabling the environment. So that means the legislation. We know that this is a very deep practice and that a legislation itself cannot solve the problem, but it can help, of course, to have a legislation in place, a policy against FGMC in place, so that the other actors can play their role, also teachers, judge, lawyers, police, you know, everybody. And of course, from time to time, you have to give some example and arrest people who are practicing it and make sure that this information is spread forward.